The 2014 Farm Bill is encouraging a new era of cooperation among landowners and wildlife enthusiasts. As part of the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP, the Pollinator Incentives Project has been extended, encouraging landowners to plant blooming plants to benefit pollinators such as the European honeybee. Selby, South Dakota producer Doug Seek with the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition explains, one component of the pollinator program calls for new plantings of forages, such as a mix of alfalfa and grass, cool or warm season. Seek says an incentive is paid for a slight twist on the management of this forage planting.
If you'll plant that, they'll pay you $200 an acre the first year. Then you need to leave 10% of that field for the pollinators and cut it after the bloom period. So for 90% of the field, you plant it just like you normally would. You put an alfalfa grass mixture out there, and all you have to do is leave 10% of the field for the bees, and you cut the other 90% right when you normally would. And they'll pay you for basically for the seed and the first year's foregone income.
A similar incentive can be received for a native forb, native grass planting, again with deferred grazing or harvest on 10% of the acreage. The pollinator incentive can also be designed for the planting of full-season cover crops. Seek believes this program is a win-win for pollinators and wildlife, as well as ranchers and their livestock.
We have programs that don't benefit just one specific group of people or producers, but it benefits a wider array.
Sign up for the next round of EQIP funding ends April 18th. Ranchers interested in learning more on this unique program should contact any NRCS office for details. Reporting for the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition, I'm Pam Geppert.